Another one was created by a guy whose business was in Michigan, and he worked with a lot of senior level executives, particularly a lot of guys in the automobile industry, who had a massive fear that their jobs may not be around a year or two, and were concerned that, you know, if they lost their job, hey, here I am, I've been in the automobile industry for 28 years, and, you know, this is all I know how to do, and it's kind of a dying industry, at least in many parts of Michigan and Detroit, where he was. So this is the senior level executive looking for personal parachute money, his personal golden parachute. And his audio tagline was, I help senior level executives of Fortune 500 companies create their own golden parachute. I don't know if you're like a lot of my clients, working at a great job, making lots of money, and in some cases, maybe even more money than they ever imagined, but feeling that you're tied to the company and you can never leave, but not necessarily certain that the company's going to be there for you. In fact, I've got many clients that have told me that on some levels, they feel like high-paid corporate slaves. And in today's economy, with the layoffs and right-sizing and higher levels of management being outsourced and offshored, it's just not a very comfortable position to be in. Well, what I do is a very special type of financial planning that both integrates your work and your personal assets and plans for your most precious goal, your own personal golden parachute. We calculate how much money it would take for you to just be able to walk away someday and create for many clients what they tell me is the ultimate sense of financial freedom. The benefit for you is that from this day forth, you'll be showing up for work because you get to, not because you have to. And if things ever take an ugly turn, you'll have that sense of freedom of knowing that you can just walk away. Would you like to hear more? Now, for maybe a lot of people in your area, that may not necessarily be a super attractive value proposition, but you can imagine for those right people, or with this advisor, he can go around in his banker to his bankers talking about people who work for Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, all of the people that are there, or anybody who works for any of the auto subsidiaries. Here's a common problem that they face. And that exact same phenomenon that we talked about with the widows is going to replay itself here. They're going to be thinking of people that, you know, work in this industry. Hey, this guy works for Ford. This guy works for Chrysler. This guy works for whoever, you know, that's AC Delco, that, you know, is a big supplier. They would probably like to hear and talk to this guy.